this has caused me a lot of distress in my life, a lot of anxiety.
Bethany Farber, her family, and her attorneys outside LAPD headquarters today demanding answers. Her family forever changed after what happened last April.
I asked them repeatedly to double check, and they completely blew me off. They said, nope, Bethany Farber, we have you.
Farber was about to board a flight to Mexico at LAX when she was stopped by TSA and then detained by police due to a no-bail warrant out of Texas. She is not that Bethany Farber. Her lawsuit filed this morning names LAPD, LAX police, and the city of Los Angeles with claims of civil rights violations, false arrest, and negligence.
LAPD could have checked the fingerprints, her birth date, social security number, or even a photo. They did none of that. They didn't do the basic of their job to confirm the identity. And as a result, Ms. Farber had to spend 2 weeks in jail.
During those 13 days, Farber's grandmother suffered a stress-induced stroke, and she died a few days after Farber's release.
I believe that I would have had more time with her if this situation didn't happen.
Farber's suit also claims that LAPD knew it was a wrongful arrest 3 days before she was finally released.
They had determined this, and Texas told them she is free to go. But instead of releasing Ms. Farber, she sat in that jail for 3 more days. And those 3 extra days were 3 extra days that she lost with her grandmother.
Now, in response to the suit, the city of LA tells News Nation it will review the complaint but have no further comment at this time. The whereabouts and status of the Bethany Farber wanted in Texas, not known.